Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
Stood and Jesus talked about the cup, if you like, that he was going to have to go through, what's going to take place on the cross. And what he was basically saying is, if this is your will, Father, then I want to drink of that cup. I want to go through everything in me. The natural part of me doesn't want to go through it, but I know I want to make sure I'm fully submitted, because this is going to affect eternity for mankind. And as he prayed through in the garden, the agony, and really praying a place of surrender and submission to the Lord, he was also praying through taking the sin upon himself. And it wasn't at that moment sin was dealt with, it was on the cross. But he had to pray through that moment where he was saying, Father, not my will, but yours be done. And the weight of what that meant, praying through the agony of what was going to happen, as sin was going to be put upon him and he was going to be separated from his Father. And he was praying through the agony of that in the garden. And one of the scriptures, Luke 22:42, was, not my will be done, but yours be done. It also shows for us, if we want to follow Jesus, there's another verse in Luke 9:23. It says, if anybody wants to be my follower, then he'll have to deny doing what with his life what he wants, but he'll have to take up his cross of sacrifice every day in order to follow me. Jesus was denying his natural self so that he could follow and do what God wanted. And that's the same for us. And maybe tonight, for different ones of us, we need to come to a fresh point of surrender because of stuff that might be happening in your life. And you say, God, I want to surrender afresh to you on Good Friday. This is a day of victory today. It's not a day of mourning and a day to be somber and everything. It's actually a day of victory because of what took place on the cross. So Jesus prayed through to a place of surrender so that sin could be put upon him. Second part of the story, he was then arrested in the garden. He was taken before the religious leaders. First of all, the Sanhedrin, it talks about the religious leaders and the Pharisees. He was taken before them, and because they couldn't, under their own law, crucify Jesus, they knew that they had to get him before Pilate, the Roman governor. And so they got him before Pilate, and Pilate couldn't find any reason. This man's innocent. How can you kill him? What has he done wrong? Came to the point where Pilate put it before the people. What do you want? Because on that particular day, they could release somebody from prison. And they said, we want this other guy out. What should we do with Jesus? Crucify him, crucify him. Put him to death, crucify him. And the whole crowd had been whipped up. And this is what they were shouting. And Pilate didn't know what to do. And firstly, he let him go. And at that moment, as he was letting him go, the soldiers took him away and they whipped him. And it's not a particularly nice thing that happened in terms of the kind of whips they had those days, but they whipped him and they beat him and they pretty much disfigured him even at that moment. And the Bible talks about in Isaiah 53:5, which we read earlier, it's because of the lashes that he received that we are healed. Exodus 15:26 says, I am the Lord who heals you. By his stripes, by the stripes on his back, we are healed. What Jesus went through at that moment, he was taking the sickness, all the things that can affect our sickness, whether mental, emotional, physical, they were being kind of lashed out upon him at that moment. And he said, and I'll take every sickness on myself, as well as every sin, what he prayed through in the garden, I'll take every sickness on me as well. Then he stood before Pilate, and then Pilate condemned him, which is the third thing we want to look at. He stood before Pilate innocent, never done anything wrong, but yet he stood there to take on the sin, the sickness, the pain, the shame, the guilt of mankind. And at that moment, Pilate condemned him to be crucified. And so Jesus was condemned so that we don't have to face being condemned. We don't face condemnation. A couple of great verses. John 5:24. Anyone who hears what I say and believes that it is God who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has already crossed over from life, from death to life, or from living in death to crossing over to real life. Jesus was condemned knowing that he was going to be crucified, knowing that he was going to be killed, but he knew, I want to face and I'll be condemned so that you and me won't have to face that. The fourth part, as they hung him on the cross, the Bible in Isaiah 53:55 said, verse 5 says, he suffered our punishment on our behalf so that we could have peace with God. In Psalm 107, verse 6, it says, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he rescued them from their distress. When Jesus hung on the cross there, he took every suffering, everything that we might suffer, stuff that we go through, things that can affect our lives. He took all of that on the cross. And amazing, at any given moment, we can come before God in any way that we might be suffering or things are not going good. And we can come before Jesus knowing that he has already taken every suffering, every pain, everything on the cross. And I don't know, some of you might be going through some stuff where you're suffering in life. There's stuff just going on. Jesus has taken all the suffering. He can lift that off and bring peace tonight in your mind, in your emotions, in your whole being, whatever might be taking place in you tonight. And the fifth part that we're looking at tonight is his death, when he died. What happened at that moment? He took the full punishment on the cross of everything that we deserve, that mankind deserves. And he got to the point on the cross where Jesus cried out, it is finished. What I came to do is accomplish. To take the sin of mankind. To take every sickness. To deal with every suffering. To take every punishment. To deal with every condemnation. He dealt with everything 100% on the cross. There wasn't one thing that he missed out. One thing that was left out. He accomplished everything. That's why he could cry at that moment, it is finished. It is accomplished. And then at that moment, he gave up his spirit and he died. It was amazing that those things did not kill Jesus. Sin didn't kill him. Sickness didn't kill him. Condemnation didn't kill him. Punishment didn't kill him. Suffering didn't kill him. He hung there alive on the cross, taking all that on himself. And when he got the victory, he said, it's finished, it's done. Then it says he gave up his spirit. He willingly gave up, knowing that he had to die so that we don't have to die. So that we could have life. Now what we celebrate on Sunday, we'll celebrate on Sunday. The risen Jesus. But even now at this moment, what he did was victory. So Good Friday is Good Friday because what Jesus did on the cross was good. Very good. And we've got five places you can go to this evening. You might want to go to all five. You might want to go to one. You might want to go to three. That's totally up to you how many you go to. But we're not going to have communion at this moment. We're just going to respond. And the five tables, one is... the first one's over here. It's got a tree next to it, which is the garden. And the scriptures that we read out about surrendering to God. If you want to surrender afresh to God, you already know Jesus. You're saying, God, I want to surrender my life afresh for this new season. I want to surrender in the same way as you did, Jesus. Maybe not for the same thing, but you're surrendering your life for saying, Jesus, not my will, but yours. Whatever you want to do with my life, I just surrender afresh to you. Second one, we've changed the order slightly, is the whipping, which is just in front of the sound desk there. Sickness. If there's things where you need to be healed tonight, whatever they are, and you want to receive your healing tonight, then go to that particular point over there. There's a couple of scriptures there. There's cards there, all these things with the scriptures on them. Now just take a few moments to get before the Lord and just receive your healing. Now there'll be one or two guys from the leadership who will be at that table. And if you do want somebody to pray with you, then they'll be there to pray with you. So if there's a sickness-related issue, it doesn't matter what it is, how great it is in our minds, how small, to God, it's simple. If you need to receive healing, then go to that point, that one. If you've been living under condemnation and you just feel like, man, I need to come out of this and I need to apply the truth in my life and come out from condemnation, then the one with a crown of thorns, because they condemned Jesus, they then took him, they mocked him, they beat him and all of that kind of stuff. And he took all of that so that we don't have to live under that ourselves. So if you're living in any under any condemnation, it says those that are in Christ, there is no condemnation. And so if you want to go and take a few moments and use those couple of scriptures and just pray through those and appropriate those in your life and condemnation just lift off, then just go to that one over there. If you know you've been suffering in some ways, just stuff has been happening. It's just been challenging, difficult. You just feel, it feels like you're pushing water uphill, you know, without a bucket. That is hard work. And if that's how you feel life has been, then just with the nails one at the back corner then, a couple of scriptures you can appropriate there. But just lay it all at Jesus' feet, whatever's going on. If stuff has just been challenging, you just feel things are coming against you, go back there and say, Jesus, I thank you that you dealt with this, took it all the challenging, the suffering, and just let God do something in you at that moment. And then the fifth one is Jesus dying, taking our punishment. If you don't know Jesus today, and you're like, wow, I want to find out a bit more, I want to take a step towards God, or I want to give my life to Jesus today and respond to him and how good he is, then you can make your way over there to this one, and Pastor Paul here in the check shirt, he'll be over there. If you want to chat with him or pray with somebody, then he'll be there. If you don't find, you just want to talk to God on your own. If you know you've been away from God and you're like, man, I actually need to get sorted with God and really get back on track with him, then make your way over there as well. Nobody's going to be looking around saying who's going where, because everybody's concentrating on themselves going to where they're going this evening. But let's take a few minutes. And the guys will just continue to play. But let's take a few minutes, and this might take 5 minutes, could take 10, 15. And just let's see how long it takes. But let's just stand to our feet, shall we? There's cards representing each one at each place. There's cards on the table. You can grab those and use those to help you pray. But let's just make a move now. Go and find the place you want to go to. Take a few minutes just to spend time with the Lord. There might not be anything really massive. You just think, I just want to go and spend time with the Lord. Maybe go to the tree, not to the tree, going to the Lord, but where the tree is on the wall. Just take a few minutes. There might be some things where you think, I just want to deal with some stuff with the Lord, just get some things right with Him. And the one with the cross, the scriptures there are about confessing your sin, and He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you know you just need to, just want to pray through some stuff, then do that as well. But feel free to go to different places. You don't just have to go to one. Thank you, Jesus. Just, we're not going to have communion yet, so if you can wait before we have communion. Firstly, we're just praying and responding and spending some time with the Lord before we have any communion yet. We'll do that in a few moments, okay? Thank you. you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What we're going to do, we're going to sort of move into communion now. And just maybe want to encourage you, obviously, is to have communion as families together or groups of friends, if you've come together, or a mixture of the two. So you might want to just find and get together with those that you're going to have communion with. If you want to find them or get together with them for a minute, and then we'll kind of give you a little bit of instructions as to what we're going to do next. So if you want to just find those you're having communion with, then we'll pray and then just explain what we're going to do. Thank you, Jesus. Don't feel like you have to take a seat, because obviously you're going to be up and about anyway. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray, shall we? Father, we thank you for the amazing work that you did on the cross through Jesus. That you took every sin, every condemnation, every sickness, every suffering, every punishment. We thank you, Jesus, that when you took the bread and you broke it, you said, "This is my body which is given for you." Thank you, Jesus, that you gave your life willingly. We thank you, Jesus, that when you took the cup, you said, "This is the blood of the new covenant, this blood shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins." And you said that every time we do this, eat and drink of you, we're to remember who you are, what you've done, the victory meal that this represents. So, Father, I just pray now as we just have communion together in our families or friendship groups or just around this room now, I thank you that you would move powerfully in our lives as we share communion, as we pray for one another, encourage each other. I thank you for just the strength of your life right at the heart of our lives. We praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. If somebody from your group wants to go and just get a chunk of bread for your group, what would be really good is in your group, obviously pass the bread around, have the bread with each other. Maybe then just pray for one another in your group. Encourage each other. There might be stuff that God gives you for those in your group that you're praying with and having communion with. You might encourage them, give them a word or a scripture or something. But let's just break bread first of all. So if somebody in your group wants to go and get a chunk of bread and then go back to your group. Maybe if there's just two of you or a couple, maybe go and find another couple of people and share communion with them. So if you're in a group already, great. But if there's only a couple of you, maybe go and find some others to have communion with, or join a group of people and have communion together. But pray for one another. Let's not pray nice prayers in a group. Just go around. Let's actually pray for one another and just really encourage and strengthen each other.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.